is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, and it is always great catching up with Caitlin Lehner. Caitlin, thanks so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, anytime, Caitlin. So I want to ask you about your new music here in just a few moments, but I know I want to talk about where you were recently, because you were recently in San Francisco. Now, I was in San Francisco a couple of years ago. I absolutely loved my time there. Tell us a little bit about your experience. Did you go on the Golden State Bridge? Did you go to Alcatraz? What were some of the things you did in San Fran?
Yeah, it was so much fun. We were there for a week and a half. The weather was beautiful, so we really timed it out perfectly. We had a few days that were 20 degrees and nice. Sunny, so we had some nice afternoons outdoors. I had been to Alcatraz on a recent or on a previous trip, and it was so much fun. Honestly, like, would recommend to anybody. Just like some really cool history and just like a cool spot to be like walking around learn about. We got to drive over the Golden Gate, which was like very, very cool. Back in like grade 5 or 6, I did a school project and like built like a little replica of the Golden Gate. And so anyways, it was very cool to drive over it. And yeah, it was a really great time and kind of sneak away from the Canadian winters.
Yeah,
for
no
a little
doubt,
bit.
No doubt. I'm with you. So it was my first time going to San Francisco. We went a couple years ago, I think it was in June, we went midsummer, and it was warm and nice, and it was awesome. So it was my first time going to Alcatraz. I tried to walk the Golden Gate Bridge, Caitlin, because I guess I didn't realize how big it was, but I was like, I'm just going to walk it. I didn't make it the whole way. I went about halfway.
That would have been a long walk.
It would have been. I was a little more adventurous than because we walked all the way from like Fisherman's Cove to the Golden Gate Bridge. It was like a 2-hour walk in and of itself. And then I was like, I'm gonna walk. No, I didn't make it. But it was cool to be up there. It's a wonderful place. San Francisco is a cool spot. So I'm glad that you had a good time. And back in enjoying the Canadian winters with the rest of us. But I want to ask you about your new music, Howl. Tell us a little bit about your new song. It's such a fun, upbeat, catchy, dancing tune. Tell us a little bit about your new one.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that, you know, Howl is the big sister to Something I'd Like.
Yeah.
I wanted to follow up that song with something in the same vein. And, you know, Howl is all about just like chasing that thrill of freedom. It leans into like rock a little bit heavier. The music video, we even lean more into dancing. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of just wanted it to be a step up from Something I'd Like. And it's been really fun, you know. It's out in the world now. It's winter in Canada, and I feel like everybody needs a little bit of a pick-me-up, and I feel like this is a good little transition song to get everyone excited and hopeful for springtime here.
And we appreciate music like that, because it tells us that, you know what, kind of the festival season is right around the corner now. Last time we chatted, I think I talking about Something I'd Like, and you're a very talented dancer, and I've talked to you about dancing in your music videos. Do you choreograph your own dances? Did you choreograph this one? And how did the music video all come together?
No, so I had a choreographer for Howl. His name is George Abbsey. He's out of Toronto, and it's fantastic. So he was so much fun to work with. The two dancers that are in the video with me are Mahogany Brown and Lindsay Aquin, and they are both former Toronto Raptor dance captains.
No way, really?
So they were phenomenal. Ooh. They've done a lot of work with George in the past.
That's cool.
And they were so much fun to work with. They were so professional. They made me feel so good, which I think is like super important to like have that confidence on set. Fun little tidbit. So we filmed this video in Toronto, and I flew to Toronto on a Saturday night, not knowing the choreography to the music video. I learned the choreo on Sunday. I met the girls and had a first rehearsal with the girls on Monday night, and we started filming on Tuesday morning. So it was a very fast turnaround.
I was gonna ask you how long it took to learn the dance. So you flew Saturday, you filmed on Tuesday, you had like one rehearsal. What, you learned this in like a few days?
Yeah, it was like a 36-hour
Oh
turnaround.
my
So I
goodness.
truly felt like Tate McRae at the VMAs last year.
Well, it really came together. I was going to ask you also where the music video was filmed. So it was in Toronto. Was it like just a local establishment? Because I think there's also a scene in the music video of an outside scene with like a fire scene. Whereabouts in Toronto was it filmed?
Yeah, so all of the indoor shots for the music video was filmed at Rockin' Horse
Okay.
Saloon, which was the perfect spot. And with this music video being the first one, outside of Saskatchewan and outside of my typical, community, I had to do some searching and see, where I was going to film
For
and
sure.
do a little bit of Googling. And so anyways, like anyone these days, I went to TikTok and I asked the people where I needed to film this music video. And a bunch of people had reached out and said that Rockin' Horse would be perfect. So yeah, I reached out to the team there and we were able to make it happen and it was so perfect. Again, if you go and watch the music video, it's super country. It has all of the neon lights and it was the perfect spot for that. And then the outdoor scene just ended up honestly being like a 5-minute walk away from my director Harrison King's apartment.
Gotcha.
And the best thing about that scene is that we were about to head outside and we were waiting for the sun to go down. So it finally got dark enough and we're walking outside and it just starts downpouring. And so Harrison turns to me and he's like, okay, we can wait this out and see if the rain is going to stop, or we can just go grab some plastic bags and cover up the equipment and we can go and film this in the rain.
See,
And I said, 100%, we are going out right now to film
yeah.
this in the rain. So that shot was completely brought to you by Mother Nature, and it ended up being so perfect.
Yeah.
It's such a cinematic ending to the music video, and was such a fun way to finish off that whole day in Toronto.
I love that. Because I was going to ask you, because it looked like it was raining, and I was like, did you use like a rain machine or but that was just what was in the cards for you, and it really worked out really, really well. So congratulations, Caitlin, on the music video, the song. It all came together really, really well. Have you had an opportunity to play the song? You probably have many times play the song live, but how much fun do you have playing this one live?
Yeah, we started playing the song at shows last summer, and we got to do it in Calgary, opening up for James Barker Band.
Nice.
Got to play it at Regina for Summer Sizzle Music Festival. And this one's so fun because I can get the crowd to howl along with me. And it's it's just a fun way to kind of bring everyone in and get them in that fun dancing mood. So I am very excited now that the song is out and more people can listen to it. I think this is going to be like a highlight song for summer 2026.
And speaking of summer 2026, are you planning to be fairly busy playing a lot of live shows this year? I know if you have things kind of planned that you probably can't announce it, but are you planning to be busy playing a lot of live music and shows this year?
Yeah, definitely. I'm very excited for shows this summer and to get out on stage again. And yeah, some announcements will be coming soon. We're figuring all
Awesome.
that stuff out right now. But yeah, I'm excited. I think just after last year was such a big year for me, and getting my first top 30 on Hot AC Radio, it was a big step. And the live shows are my favorite part of getting to do this, so I'm excited to bring my live show out to audiences this year.
Very cool. Looking forward to it. Couple more questions before we let you go. What's the next little bit looking like for you, Caitlin, as we move into the springtime? Are you obviously continuing to promote this new music? Are you continuing to songwrite? Do you have any kind of shows in the next little bit? What's kind of on the way for you here in the next little bit?
Yeah, I just finished up a couple weekends of shows in Saskatoon, which were really fun. I got to be at SaskTel Center for the Ram Motorsports event,
Nice.
singing the anthem, which
Oh,
was
you
so
did.
much
That's
fun.
cool. Yeah.
So loud from backstage. But yeah, that was a really fun part to be at. And the next little while, yeah, just promoting the new single, getting some things ready. And like I say, start of the year is just planning out the rest of the
Sure.
year. I'm still doing quite a bit of writing right now. and am in the midst of planning some trips to just continue working on some new music and make sure everything is ready to go for the rest of the year.
Awesome. We are looking forward to it. And speaking of kind of later in the year, the CCMAs are coming back to Saskatoon, which I'm very, very excited for. Because I haven't been to the CCMAs the last little bit. Are you planning on going to the CCMAs?
Absolutely. I'm so excited that they're going to be back in Saskatoon. It's going to be a big hometown celebration. So yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. I'm looking forward to playing some shows there and just bringing all of country music in Canada into Saskatoon.
It's going to be fantastic. Can't wait for it coming up later in the year in September. Hey, Caitlin, we really appreciate your time. As always, it's always great catching up with you. Congratulations on the release of the new music and music video. A lot of cool things on the way for you, I know, and we really appreciate your time. So thanks again.
Thanks so much, Matt.